I told you, my nigga. These niggas is wild.
Hey, listen.
All right, now, the main reason I asked you on the show, right?
Right.
Help us young men learn how to deal with these women, man. Why are we treating them wrong? You feel me?
Say it again, Lee.
How are we treating them wrong? Like, what
how are you treating women wrong?
Yeah. Okay, you have to understand this. I have this saying. I feel like my gay friends all think they can get more hoes than me. But they're right.
Yeah, that's facts.
They're right, though,
that's
my
facts,
nigga.
Yeah, for
so,
sure. 100%.
So help us know getting hoe-ass niggas, right?
So listen, it's going to... Look, the first thing, first piece of advice I have for you fellas is...
Okay.
Stop being so thirsty.
Stop paying for pussy.
No, time the fuck out. Wait a minute. Hold up. See, he young. He ain't really been nowhere in life. Listen, you have to understand that everybody in this life has a position to play. Okay?
I'm paying for no matter.
That's fine. Then that means you are not a trick. And that's okay. But you have to understand, we do not have a problem with tricks in the world that I used to partake in. I no longer partake in it anymore. But niggas have made millions off of... See, this is... I'm so glad we're having this conversation. Now, This is why women are irritated with you men. Thank you for being ignorant. I love you, but I'm about to slaughter you live on camera. Thank you. I love a fucking live example. Okay, so when a man screams out, you niggas need to stop paying for pussy, you know what that insinuates? That insinuates that we, us, the queens, the creators, the makers, the reason you are standing here in blood today, the woman, sir, is not worthy of the dollar, but you'll go spend money on your fucking homeboys?
The reason why I say that is because the dollar, I feel like, is the devil. And like, when it comes down to...
Everything is the devil. Which book are you referring to?
When it comes down to...
I think that in some cases, good pussy could be the devil.
Listen, this is my problem.
It comes down to knowing, like, me personally, it comes down to, yes, women are queens. Like, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a woman.
Right.
So then, therefore, it's like, I know a woman's worth. I can't put a dollar on a woman. You know what I'm
saying? Okay, but you have to understand, you can go get a crackhead. No, listen. You can go get a crackhead bitch from around the corner. No, let's just keep it funky.
Crackhead bitches ain't cheap.
No, time out. Crackhead bitches ain't cheap either. That bitch is about her bag because she got something she focused on and she's trying to get to her goal.
Can I say something?
Yeah, wait a fucking minute. Time out. I'm going to let you speak, baby, but hold on. Listen. I feel the same way you feel about women who give it away for free. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you women... Who I don't sell pussy. I won't put a dollar on my vagina. I won't do none of that. The women with that attitude are still giving pussy away. More so often than the woman who's getting paid. Because the woman who's getting paid, if there's not a dollar sign attached to my time or her time, I don't sell pussy. So I'm not speaking about myself. However... if there is not a dollar attached to that woman's time, she's not going outside. But you got the same females that'll say, I would never sell my vagina that done fuck homie from old block, you fucking buddy from this hood, you fucking buddy from this hood, you fucking for bags of weed and dope.
She just wants
and that's
finesse.
Whack.
She don't want to feel like a...
Exactly,
but
and that is
just like, man,
a mental illness.
She's fucking way less niggas.
I respect hoes more than I respect women who pretend not to be hoes. Cause she's honest
about who
she is.
If you are in fact a hoe and you're pretending not to be a hoe, yes.
Yeah.
If you're just a freaky bitch though.
Stay that way.
It's cool. It's alright.
Stay that way.
It's alright.
Do you want to talk? Oh, sorry, please. Oh my God.
Please say something.
Okay.
Help me out.
as a businesswoman, men, you guys want to take us out on dates. Mm-hmm. You guys text us every morning, text us every night, what you doing, this and this and that, to get the pussy.
Right.
Honestly, just get straight to the point. All that texting, all that going out back and forth.
3-4 days. All
I don't have time for that.
Nigga,
drop a band.
I got what you want. You got what I want.
Drop a band.
Fair exchange. Ain't no motherfucking robbery around here.
I got what you want.
Nah, see, me
personally. Hey, they was talking about tricking way back in the day.
See, I got what you want. Tricking's been going on since
1920.
No, they was tricking. Listen.
It's been happening since 1920.
Niggas been tricking with goats. They was giving away motherfuckers.
See, the only reason why I respectfully that is like I that like I understand where y'all coming from for real, but I only personally been in 2 relationships my whole life, both 4 years long.
You don't even count.
Yeah, because you don't know nothing yet.
You get what I'm saying? So like me personally know, like back to this, like for instance, I got homegirls that right now I'm single, right? I'm available. I don't want none of y'all motherfuckers, though.
Available, availability.
This is why women... Why do boys hate girls? No, time the fuck out. Why y'all hate girls so much?
Wait.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But Pete, so my thing is, it's just like, for instance, I have homegirls that are fire. I'm talking about fire. You know what I'm saying?
Great women.
But, not beautiful, all that. But I just dead ass be chilling. I don't be... But I really be chilling. You could really ask any of them, word of my death... I be chilling because I'm the type of nigga, like she said, get straight to the point. If I want shorty, I really don't like the relationships I've been in. I could have hit probably the first week, 2 weeks, but I drag shit out. We both drag shit out. It takes probably like my first relationship. I ain't hit shorty for like 4 or 5 months. Do you get me? Even now, I'm chilling. I haven't did shit in a little minute. Chilling. But I be around badass women, but I be chilling.
Okay, that's...
But once this music take off, that chill should go out the window.
Oh, I'm also chilling. I got STD phobia. Yeah, so y'all women out there gotta show me your paperwork before I put anything in you. I ain't fucking with that shit. I don't care about no condom. I don't care about no super condom. I don't care about no magnum.
Listen,
the problem with a lot of... Spanish tall fly. You know who I'm talking to. Listen, man.
Let's be clear, bro. Let's be extremely clear. We have to. It's absolutely necessary. Look.
Stop laughing.
I can't. Because it's funny. Because I'm really trying to understand.
How about this, though? How about this? I got to play. Listen, you know. I'm a man. I got to comfort a man.
Okay. Help me out.
Now.
Because we struggling to understand y'all, too. Good boy.
Listen. Now.
Y'all are some complex creatures.
When the roles are in reversal, right?
Yeah.
It's a woman with the money.
Right.
A man with nothing.
Right.
How come it don't work the same way?
Who's to say it doesn't?
It does.
Well, hold on. This is
that's
why.
She's a good character. I'm not a man, but
that's when y'all have a problem
when
she's submissive.
Me.
Y'all want to be
why
so dominant.
Why would she be submissive?
Because
y'all not submissive when y'all...
I'm submissive.
Women are not submissive when they broke, nigga.
I'm not talking about...
Fuck what she talking about.
She's not talking about you. She was talking about the women.
Oh.
But you are being kind of...
I was going to say, y'all not submissive when y'all broke.
Listen. You can't say that because you're not gonna know that until you're in those situations. And you, my guy, have been at rock bottom and a woman pulled you up off your feet. When I was at rock bottom, this is the woman who pulled me up off of my feet. So it does happen, but are you a real nigga or not? Are you a man or not? You know? What's your character like? Are you honest with these women? Does she know who you really are from the beginning until the end? Because, boy, y'all split personalities like to come trickling out a lot later, too, as in men. Men like to act like women are crazy, but y'all motherfuckers are crazier than us.
You know what?
What?
You know, but hold on. Pause. Can I just throw one thing out there? I feel like this is where, like, your points is definitely valid. Everybody's points is valid. But I figure this is where, like, conversation, it's the y'all. Like,
the what?
The y'all. Like, there's men out there, like, there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of asshole women, there's a lot of asshole dudes. Scientifically, there's more women on the earth than men, so there's more asshole women. But, I'm just being a dick. I'm just being that. That's really scientific.
Okay.
This more, I was just really playing. Look. But the thing is, just because I feel like in society, where we mess up in general is, it's a cycle. And this is a fact. It's a cycle. You got a good dude or a good girl, whatever. For instance, you got, I'm not even going to use a dude because I'm a dude. I don't want to be biased. You got a good girl, right?
I'm a dude.
You got a
dude.
She's stupid. He's but a dude. Let's say, look, you got a good girl, right? You got a girl, she's a good person. She's a good girl. But then, dude fucked up. Fucked up based off maybe he's just fucked up in general, or he's fucked up from his last relationship because he was that good dude and got fucked over. Now, he didn't give himself time to heal, so everybody does. Now he give himself time to heal. He fucks over this good girl. Now she's like, what the fuck? Fuck all y'all. Now all y'all are like that. And then now she gets with a nigga that's a good dude. That nigga gets shitted on. Yeah. And then now he turns into it. And then it's all, and then it's a cycle. All y'all. And then the people who are really, actually, genuinely innocent is left in a void and automatically, like, stereotype. You get what I'm saying? Based off past mistakes of the same species.
So basically you're saying the 21st century has turned relationships into coronavirus.
Pretty fucking, pretty much.
Look, I just want to know. You ready? I just want to know. Psych. Can I ask you a question, sir?
Yes, yes.
Come back, sit down. Because I want to see your face when I ask you this.
Okay.
Who hurt you?
It's not even that.
You mad at somebody. Us women are the fucking best of the best.
I'm not mad at nobody. I never said that.
I never said
fuck women. None of that.
Who hurt you though?
Nobody hurt me. But what I'm saying is
what's her name?
But what I'm saying is that's just what I noticed in general. That's with any and like literally everybody. That's the problem with a majority of relationships is a lot of people still hold on to that, to the past.
I'll agree to that.
You understand what I'm saying? And then based off what...
There's certain things I just won't do because it's like...
Based off experience, right? Based off experience, respectfully, I don't have shit to do. I don't really care what... I care what your ex did out of spite because out of the fact that I care about you.
But what's that got to do with me?
But that shit don't have shit to do with me, so... I don't care about what your ex did. I don't give a fuck. Are you ready or not? If you're not, leave me the fuck alone. Because I feel like in society or in our generation right now, we just don't know when to leave people alone. We don't give ourselves time to heal. We just point fingers.
You love hard, sir.
I think to some degree, it's not. I don't think it's ever or anything. I think it's like having kids. Relationships are like having kids to some degree. Like you get into this knowing, okay, I'm not really completely ready for this shit.
Right.
We gonna work on this shit to get it right.
Right.
I disagree.
I feel like you gotta be.
You went into a relationship completely ready, like, oh yeah, let's do this shit.
I did.
Yeah, hell yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I didn't have to work on nothing.
No, we did.
We had already went through hell and back.
Y'all don't count.
Yes, the fuck we do.
Why don't we count?
Because you're this nigga for 4 years before you actually started.
Okay, but.
But that's right. But that's what
you know. What I'm just gonna say it, okay? Once upon a time, I was a pimp.
And once upon a time, I was a hoe.
She was my homie, my friend.
but what I'm trying to say is, you need as an individual study somebody. Study their strength, study their weakness, study who they are. So when you approach them, because I know who I want and I wanted her. So I had to study her. I had to learn her. So when it was time to meet her, I'm ready. Like, you're going to go through bullshit. You're going to have situations. But at the end of the day, I study her enough to learn her, to accept it and grow with her.
Okay. Let's speak on this. How do you study somebody?
Me?
Period.
How do you study?
She said she studied you. How do you study somebody? I be thinking I studied
body
you.
Body language.
But I don't know.
Right. Zodiac signs have a lot to play with it.
Okay.
She's an artist, so I listen to her music. Not the beat, I listen to her lyrics.
That's clutch.
Oh, okay.
So, I be slacking.
She's smart. How she dressed, right. How she carries herself.
But what about her dress? Why does that matter?
Because I don't want no bum nigga. Like, what you mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Like, some, sir.
She shops for me sometimes. Like, she can actually go out and shop and buy what I would buy for myself if I went for myself. So it works. So yeah, like...
That's helpful.
I kind of like decided to be in a relationship with her.
Did you study her?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I know her brother and she knows herself.
How do you study someone?
Everything she just said.
No. More detail.
You have to be observant.
From the eyes of a pimp.
You have to be observant. You gotta listen to people when they mad.
I be trying to make you mad just so I can figure them out. I've been trying to make the Spanish fly mad, but anyway.
You know how you wanna, okay. You know how to make people mad? Or the term is, do you know how to make a liar mad? Mm. Keep asking questions. Oh. Eventually they gonna blow the fuck up. They just gonna lose it. They gonna go ape shit fucking bananas because they're trying to lie to you. And normally when a person lies to you, they trust